Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric, a teacher with LSAT Demon, and with me today is Braden.
How's it going, everybody? My name is Braden, and I do quality assurance for the Demon right now.
All right, Braden, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love reading comprehension on the LSAT?
Depends when you would have asked me. Right now, I'd say a 9. I think it's hard to get to a 10 for reading comprehension, but when I started, it was a solid 2. I dreaded reading comprehension. I didn't want to read the passages. I was lost in the passage. I would get to the end of the questions and the Demon dashboard with all the questions would light up red because I'd missed them all. Right. And so,
Your Demon dashboard also probably showed that you had a bunch of hours in the games, a bunch of hours in LR, and not so much time in RC.
Yeah. Yeah. And the dashboard score also reflected that.
Well, your story sounds familiar to me and probably to many of our listeners as well, which is why we're here to talk about reading comp today, specifically how to review reading comprehension. Critical, and the only way you're going to get better at RC is reviewing those mistakes, those things that come up red on your dashboard, right? But I know that a lot of students have questions about how to review reading comp. So we figured we'd dive into that today. It's kind of an extension of a series that was started a while back when Matt Dumont and I did an episode on how to review logic games. That's LSAT Demon Daily episode 614. But yeah, let's dive into it. Reading comp. How should we review reading comprehension? Now, I know that a lot of your study and your review, Braden, was done with a study buddy. So when you were working together with your study buddy, how would you review RC?
So with the study buddy, it was different than on your own. And I think to get it out of the way, arguably, there's only one really wrong way to review on the LSAT, and that's to not spend enough time reviewing. That's to walk away without a good understanding. And it's okay to come back, right? If your brain is just fried at the end of the day and you can't review, that's okay. You can come back. But don't walk away from those questions, from that passage, without a full understanding. Now, with my study buddy, we would go through the passage together. We would read it together. And we would almost do it like if you've attended one of our classes at the Demon, how Ben and Nathan stop at every sentence. They plug in and make it relatable to themselves. And we'd also kind of teach it to each other. We'd say, hey, this is what my process was. And the other person might jump in and say, oh, well, you missed that. Or did you think about this? And you might start to kind of banter back and forth and decide what was right, what was wrong, or what was the best way. And how the passage can kind of unfold differently for each individual person reading. And so we'd rotate reading the passage and we'd go through the questions together. The most important thing when we went through the questions together, and one thing if you're going to do the passages individually with a study buddy, was we would write down our predictions for each question while we were doing the passage on our own, so that when we got to going back and looking at the passage the next day, we would be able to be like, hey, this is where my head was when I got to this prediction. Now that we've reread it, here's where my head's at now. Here's what I missed. And so it's almost this moment of reflection on what you were doing at the time versus a second time through. Obviously, you're going to have a little bit better understanding anyway. Mm-hmm. But that second time through now, okay, what did I miss? Or what did I do good in the alternative?
Yeah, totally. I love what you talk about, the reflection of what your prediction was and what your thought process was when you were in the moment picking a wrong answer or picking a right answer for that matter. Now, I would not generally recommend that people always write down their predictions, but I understand the incentive in your case is that you know that you're not going to review this until you sit down with your study buddy the next day and you want to make sure you know what you were thinking. Ordinarily, I think if you know that you're not going to be reviewing it the next day, but you've built in time to review it same day, like as soon as possible, hopefully that can substitute for needing to write your predictions down. Because ideally, not doing that on the official test.
No, absolutely not. And this was just to, be able to recall where our mindset was. And this was, again, next day, maybe even 2 days later. And so definitely don't write it down on the official test, not when you're taking sections on your own. And that kind of segues into when you're reviewing on your own. One of the biggest things for me was making sure I made strong predictions as I went through, getting to the end, blind reviewing, so going back through the questions I missed and seeing if I could get the right answer that second time. Now, after I'd done that, especially if I had missed a blind review question, it was even more important to dig into that question. One of the things that I really love doing, especially when I had missed, let's say it's a passage with six questions and I got a 3 out of 6, not a great score, and kind of reflecting that I didn't have a good understanding at the time of going through the passage, I would take a breath, take a break, maybe get up, stretch my legs. I'd just been sitting at the computer for 10 to 15 minutes, maybe longer. And I would come back and I would click the P, the nice purple P on the passage. I would open it up and I would choose my favorite reader. Depended on the day, whether I wanted Ben, Nathan, sometimes Ola's in there, sometimes Matt Dumas is in there. So I would pick my favorite reader and I would listen to how they read it. I would take mental notes of, oh, they stopped there and they picked that up. I missed that. Or, okay, I was on the right track. And getting that other perspective, for a lot of the time when I did miss that many questions, I didn't want to have to go back and reread an entire passage that I had just missed. And so allowing somebody else to kind of guide me through this and let me follow along was super beneficial. And those people that are reading are people that have crushed the LSAT. And so what better way to get an understanding of how you can crush the LSAT than to listen to those people read on reading comp?
Would you reread every passage?
You know, I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to personal preference and how much you want to spend time and your understanding. But if I missed one or two questions, I might blind review those questions and then also go back to the part of the passage that's highlighted in green on the demon, notifying you of where that answer choice is located. It's not on every question, because sometimes it's a main point question or it's a general idea. But when there is that green highlight, you can go back, read that paragraph, and understand how it plays into the question that you maybe missed.
Totally. Yeah, I agree with you there. I would say that in my own independent review of RC, sometimes I would read the entire passage again. Like if I missed more than a couple questions and it was clear that I just didn't understand the passage, well, I would go through and reread it again because it was clear I really needed to in order to get those questions right. Sometimes you'll find if you only miss one or two questions on a passage, you might not need to reread the whole passage because maybe it was something in the answer choice that you misread, or maybe it was something in the question that you misread. Like, oh, I was answering a question about the author's perspective, but they didn't ask about the author's perspective. They were asking about these other scientists' perspective. So there might be something in the question that you misread, and you can immediately identify, oh, that was my mistake, without needing to reread the entire passage. So I think, yeah, it just comes down to what you did and why you got that particular question or those questions wrong.
Yeah. And luck plays a factor in everything, right? And so maybe you felt like your understanding wasn't great and you got them all right, or you missed a bunch anyway. Or maybe you felt like you knew the passage like the back of your hand and you got one wrong. Like you said, it's all a test of reading comprehension. And so sometimes it's not even in the passage.
You mentioned finishing an RC passage or finishing an RC section and not wanting to immediately dive back in and reread this dense passage that you just got through. You would get up, walk away, take a little break before coming back to it to review it. I think that's absolutely a good idea. Have a little refresh before you dive back in and examine your mistakes. What are your thoughts on reviewing as soon as possible versus like leaving it for another day? Because I know that you would do that sometimes with your study buddy, but if you had to pick, maybe for someone who's on their own schedule, just studying independently, do you want to review it as soon as possible, or do you want to leave it for a little bit, for a day or two, and then come back to review your RC later?
So for me personally, the sooner the better, because it was fresh in my mind. On the other hand, and you can do them kind of both ways, where you do review it right away, but the Daemon has this great feature called the review inbox. It looks like a little paper tray up in the corner. If you're in sections, you can also add it to the review inbox when you're in reviewing. And I would review as quickly as I could. That might be the same day, that might be the same hour, that might be the next day. You know, sometimes I would try to squeeze a section or a passage in, you know, while I was getting ready to go to work, or while maybe I was going out with some friends later that night. And I would be like, all right, I got 20 minutes, I'm going to go really quick. I'm going to do a quick passage, or find some sort of time. And so not every time did I have time to review. I would come back, I would review it as soon as possible. The other thing I would do is I would add it to my review inbox, especially if I struggled, so that maybe in a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe 3 months, I could go back to that passage, redo the entire thing as if I'd never done it before. And you're always subconsciously going to remember the passage. You might remember an answer choice here or there. But again, those mental notes of, oh, I didn't pick that up last time, or that felt way smoother this time. And so allowing yourself almost a redemption on those ones, I would set up my review inbox. And when I would go in there, I would click the date tab so that it would filter back to the last date. And that way they felt at least a little foreign to me. And this is all after blind reviewing and going in depth on the questions that I'd missed to understand where I'd gone wrong initially, and then going back a few weeks, few months later to really retry and do it all again.
Yeah, absolutely. That all makes a lot of sense to me. I would agree that an initial review, in my opinion, should happen as soon as possible. Because, like you mentioned, writing down your thought process so that you could remember what your thought process was when you picked an answer choice, that's going to be a crucial part of your review. First and foremost, make sure you understand why the right answer is right and why the wrong answer is wrong. Get that down first. But then the second most important thing is, why did you make that mistake? And in order to diagnose why you made that mistake, you have to remember what your thought process was. And you're better equipped to remember that the sooner you can do your review. Absolutely. The other thing I would just maybe conclude on here is encouraging people to schedule review time in while you think through what you're going to do in a given day of LSAT study. And you say, oh, I've got, you know, 30 minutes, or I've got 45 minutes to do RC today. Well, maybe that 45 minutes cannot be a time section, because maybe you need more than 10 minutes to do your review. So maybe you just do one, maybe a second passage, knowing that you're going to leave time to review, because that's going to be a crucial part of your improvement. It's sort of like, you know, if I schedule time to go to the gym or to go on a long run, I also need to account for the time that it's going to take me afterwards to do some like cool down exercises, maybe get some foam rolling in, take a shower, drink a recovery shake. You know, there's all that stuff that you don't think about as part of the actual exercise, but is like needs to be built into your schedule if you're going to get the most out of it. I think you got to do the same for your review time in the LSAT.
Absolutely. And I'll be the first to admit I was not the best at doing that. I always, you know, especially at the beginning when I was trying to pull that slot lever of one more, and just trying to get that immediate satisfaction of the results, that review time wasn't scheduled in. Later in my studying, it definitely was scheduled in. And I think I want to leave the people that are listening to this with this note. If you're looking to increase your score, if you are here to move your score up and see that point increase, that does not happen during the time you're taking the test. That happens in the post review while you are sitting there. It's like when you're running, right? You don't get better and get more flexible and make sure your muscles are taken care of and ready for the next one while you're running. It's that after, it's that protein shake, it's the stretches. That is where
Getting a
the
good night's
score
sleep.
increase. Yeah, that's where the score increase happens. So if you're spending 30 minutes doing just questions with no review, don't expect to see a score increase. Now, if you're doing 10 minutes with 25 minutes of review or 30 minutes of review and getting those clicks and understanding, okay, what makes this right? What makes this wrong? Where did I go wrong? What did I do right? All of a sudden, you bring that with you to the next question instead of keeping the same mindset and frame of mind moving through these questions.
Absolutely. Well said, Braden. I think we'll leave it there unless there's anything else that you wanted to include.
No.
Cool. Well, thanks all. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.